Welcome everybody to the Highmark Charter School Board of Directors meeting. It is April 28th at 4:10 in the afternoon. I'm here, I'm Richard Bigler.
Lori Jacena.
Blake Peterson.
Sean Milkey.
And Crystal Taylor.
All right, great. I suppose we don't have any public comments. We did have the 2026-2027 fee schedule. That's the second opportunity. I think that's the last one. So we can vote on that this time.
Correct.
Okay, sounds good. So we've got a consent item that is the board meeting and closed session minutes from our last board meeting on March 16th. I have reviewed them. I don't see any issues with them.
I'll make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes.
And?
I will second that motion.
What about the closed session minutes, too?
Oh, and the closed session minutes, too.
Thank you. Your second still stand, Roy?
Yes, sir.
All righty. All in favor? Aye.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Aye. Aye, Rory, you cannot.
All right. That passes. Thank you very much. Let's move on to our discussion items. So we've got the fee schedule. I noticed there were a couple of changes to the fee schedule. Nothing major. Looks like it went down a little bit.
Yeah, nothing major. We're just, you know, we're trying to eliminate most fees as we can. Obviously, every year, you know, they come down a little bit harder on where that money's spent and how it's spent. And so in just talking with Kim, we're just trying to simplify it, and again, it's never going to hurt to advertise less fees for Highmark and their families. So we just redlined a couple fees there, but most of them are staying the same. All the sports fees are staying the same, stuff like that. So just trying to make it simple, easy for our families, but also for Kim when she does the accounting practices as well.
All right, looks good. Anybody have any questions about that? Sean, do you want to speak to the technology purchase?
Yeah, absolutely. So the technology purchase, we are looking to refresh our teacher computers this year. We're getting to that point in the cycle where it's that time. So I talked with Kim, asked her if she thinks this money can go on this year's budget or if she'd like to move it to the 26-27 budget. She said it will work with this year. And we're going to add it to our TSSA plan, which is their Teacher Student Success Plan. So we're asking that the board approves the purchase order of those 40 computers for new teacher computers for next year.
Okay, very good. And these are, let's see, HP ProBooks?
Correct.
Okay. Anybody have any questions about that?
These are similar to what we've used in the past?
Yes, these are basically an upgraded version. We have a ProBook now. We're just going basically to a brand new model of it.
Yep. So I've been getting good service out of those units.
Yeah, teachers have liked them, and they actually requested the same computer, just a new version of it.
All right, very good. And let's see, there's one more thing on here. That's the request for proposal for speech and language therapy services. We got three bids back. Something to talk about, ESS Clinical and the Stepping Stones Group.
Yeah.
Like, something to talk about rose to the top again.
Yeah, Gabe did the RFP, and then we had a scoring committee. And then something to talk about actually was the cheapest out of all three. They all had very similar qualifications. Something to talk about, obviously, we were kind of hoping they were going to win, to be honest with you, because that's who we used basically since the school has started, and we've really enjoyed them. And it actually worked out really well because they actually have the cheapest price out of all three of those vendors. So they got the top score, and we're asking that the board approves to continue with something to talk about for our speech and language therapy services for next year.
All right. long as you're happy with them and they're doing what we need them to do, I think that's very reasonable. All right, anybody have any questions about any of those voting and discussion items?
No, I do not.
All right, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the 2026-2027 fee schedule as outlined. The technology purchase, new computers for the teachers. Do we need an up to amount for that?
That would be great. I'd recommend 42 since it's just shy of that.
Up to $42,000 and award the RFP for speech and language therapy services to Something to Talk About.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye, Richard Bigler.
Aye, Blake. Aye, Rory Ukenna. I just kind of perfect again.
Oh, that was amazing. Okay, so our next board meeting is June 3rd in Park City. We're meeting at the same library at 1:30, and then we'll be having dinner after the meeting. Spouses are invited to the, well, they can come to the meeting if they want, but especially to dinner. Those meetings are so much fun, you know, so if they want to.
It's probably.
All right. I will entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting, unless anybody has anything else they need to comment on.
I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye, Richard Bigler.
Aye, Blake Peterson.
Aye, Rory McKenna.
All right, we're out. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.